The opioid epidemic has touched many aspects of life here in Central Ohio, but its impact on the sex trade is rarely mentioned. WOSU's Esther Honig spent time in Columbus's Hilltop neighborhood, where addiction continues pushing an increasing number of young women to prostitution.
On a cold November night, I find a young woman walking down an alley in the Hilltop. WOSU agreed not to use her name because she feared retribution from her drug dealer for talking to a reporter. She's petite, with red hair, and tells me she's struggled with addiction for over 3 years. She managed to get clean and stay sober for over a year.
I lost my job about a month ago, and one thing led to another.
Then she relapsed and wound up here.
On a day-to-day basis, I obviously walk down Sullivan to feed my addiction, to eat, to sometimes find a place to sleep.
As she's done every week for the last year, Sister Nadine Buchanan drives up Sullivan Avenue, her car filled with sack lunches.
I'm looking for ladies to give lunches to and personal products.
She drives up alleyways and along rows of boarded up houses.
And I just saw one woman right now that I've given to before. They always tell me they look forward to my meals. You know, they look forward to seeing me.
Most of the women she finds are in their 20s. She says she's learned to spot them by their walk, the way they wander without any particular place to go, or how they wait at bus stops but never board any buses.
Honey, would you like a lunch? How are you today? You having a hard day?
All right, yeah, it's been a rough day for me.
One striking commonality is how thin these women are.
They really are very, very hungry. Oh, it's nothing to find someone that's a size zero.
The women Nadine serves lunches to, as well as several women I interviewed for this story, all say they often go days without food or sleep. They live in houses that are either abandoned or run by drug dealers and carry everything they own in their purses. At all hours of the day, regardless of the season, they're out here working.
And sometimes when I come home, I just need to be quiet and I say, I have been to hell today. And it's the truth.
Prostitution is not new to the Hilltop or the city of Columbus, but according to data from Columbus Police, it's increasing. In each of the past 2 years, the number of prostitution-related arrests has increased by 30%, and no neighborhood has seen more of it than the Hilltop. Local advocates and law enforcement agree it's fueled by the heroin epidemic. Michelle Hannon, the director of the anti-human trafficking effort at Salvation Army, says in the last 10 years, heroin addiction has gone from affecting the majority of prostitutes to nearly 100% of them.
So it's become something that was part of the equation to really the entire equation as it relates to sex trafficking.
Many of the women on Sullivan Avenue are working for themselves. Others have been coerced into prostitution by a trafficker. But ultimately, their addiction is what binds them to sex work. If they stop, says Hannon, they lose access to their drug supply and face the horrors of withdrawal.
What we see is that process is so physically painful and difficult that it really creates this perfect tool for control.
That fear is very real for the woman I met on Sullivan Avenue earlier in the story. She says she's been beaten and raped by customers, and she knows this work exposes her to things like HIV. But stopping is just as terrifying.
Do you ever wish you could just step out of or escape what you're doing? Or
every second.
What's stopping you?
I can't handle withdrawing.
Mm-hmm.
For the women like her, this is the end of the road, and few manage to find a way home. Esther Honig, WOSU News.